planning activities at key stage one. Planning for history needs to be developed through identifying key inquiry questions which will engage children and enable them to explore the past in different ways using different sources of evidence. So the skill for the teacher is to devise a good key inquiry question with subsidiary questions which children may be able to follow. For example, a good inquiry question might be, in what ways did people help each other in the past? And this inquiry question may then be divided into smaller inquiries, which would encourage children to ask questions such as, in which ways did people help each other to keep healthy, or help each other to keep safe, or help each other to learn new things? So children could then look at different aspects in life in the past, which would enable them to answer these questions. And then a final question might enable children to draw together all the inquiries which they have conducted, such as, did people care about each other as much in the past as they do now? So this involves children in having to make a judgment about what they've learnt and to be able to contrast what they've learnt with their knowledge of the present. When you're planning a whole key stage programme of study, teachers need to take into account that children have opportunities to experience a variety of historical events, people, and different periods in history. As well as this, they might consider sometimes to encourage child-initiated topics as well, where children might be able to do some of their own exploration from their own immediate interests. Progression includes both the increasing knowledge which children have about the past, including people, events and different periods, and also their progression in various historical skills and understanding. So for example, we would expect to see progression in children's chronological understanding, in them being able to sequence a wider range of events over a longer period of time, and to employ increasingly a broader range of historical vocabulary. In terms of knowledge and understanding about people in the past, we would expect children as they progress from key stage one to have a greater knowledge and understanding of different historical events and people, that they would be able to recognise similarities and differences, and children in year two would be able to give some explanations for the differences and be able to give reasons for some of the observations which they make. Children, as they work through the key stage, would have the opportunity to work with a range of sources of evidence, and it might be that teachers plan for the different sources at different times of the year to be used with children to ensure that there's progression in the sorts of questions which children can ask about sources of evidence. As they progress through key stage one, children will develop their understanding of interpretations and recognise that there might be more than one point of view about what happened in the past. Children also will become more skilled at communicating their findings about the past and representing their understanding. All these different knowledge, skills and understanding need to be built into the progression which teachers plan for across key stage one.